You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning, Jordana. How are we doing today?
Well, I'm okay. It's Thanksgiving. Are you set for? I know you're working till 3, but did you have to prepare anything? Did you have to cook anything, or are you able to just go be a guest?
I'm coasting. I'm coasting this week.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I just have to bring my pie, that's pretty easy for me.
Bear with me for this first quick take. Okay. This is literally a pain in the butt. A jury has awarded an Iowa woman $19.8 million in a verdict for 3, quote, botched colorectal surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
In June of 2018, what was supposed to be the second of a series of surgeries for a woman by the name of Lynette Nelson, Dr. Leitner was supposed to move her entire rectum, but, quote, botched the operation, leaving 5 to 7 centimeters of diseased rectum inside of the body. When Nelson had returned for the third surgery, she was informed that Dr. Leitner was, quote, gone, and they weren't sure when the doctor was returning. Thus being consulted further by a different doctor who then said, you know what, we have to start this all over again. Monetary compensation could exceed $27 million in what would be considered future emotional damages plus current stress and damages already done. Not really a quick take, Jordana, but have you ever heard of a doctor kind of crumpling it up and restarting something like this?
Oh, my gosh. He should have done that before the surgery. That's awful. Hopefully, she'll have some kind of recourse, you know, even after the guy, like, disappeared. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. And you know what? You know what? I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call somebody who graduates last from medical school?
What?
Doctor. Okay. So even the ones that are bad at it, if you make it through, you get to be called doctor.
I was waiting for a setup on that one, but
no, that's it. Okay. You still call them doctor. So that's why it's so important to get referrals and recommendations, and it's just I'm so sorry for that.
That's not a fun experience. It's about a year of troubles from what I read.
Yeah.
It is Thanksgiving, which means many are already taking part or planning on taking part in Black Friday shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Topic which has been brought up a lot in Quick Takes of Time or 3. Certain items I found on the big, huge deals being featured are the Hoka Kiwana 2s for those into fitness and running. Those are only $99, usually $140.
Those are sneakers.
Yes.
Those are sneakers.
Yes, sneakers, mm-hmm. Yep. Something called a Crock-Pot electric lunchbox. I had no idea this was a thing, but this is kind of fascinating. It's kind of like a handheld. You bring it with you to work, and it keeps it warm, I guess.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's about $40. It's on sale for $30. Apple AirPods 4, currently $69. Those are $129 typically. And a Dyson V8 Plus for those in need of holiday cleaning. Usually $390 is on sale for $280. Have you already delved into the Black Friday deals, Jordana?
Yeah, I have. And I don't plan on buying anything unless, you know, my children's Hanukkah list insists of things that I know are going to be 30% off on Black Friday. Yeah. Then I'm going to be smart about it. And then I'm going to definitely delve in. But I believe I'm getting duped.
Oh, boy.
On Black Friday, because here's and it's from my own child. It's not actually from the it's not from big sales. It's not from, you know, big consumerism. It's from Marley. She and Ruby are flying back separately tomorrow. They just have two different itineraries. Ruby was coming from Atlanta, and they're all in New Jersey now, and they had two different itineraries coming home. So she says to me, Mom, I land around the end of your show tomorrow. Can you come pick me up at the airport? Of course, immediately, yes. That's my love language, by the way, dropping somebody off or picking them up at the airport. I think that's important. And she says, but Ruby doesn't land till 2 hours later. So what do you think about like going over to Mall of America for Black Friday? And then we'll go pick up Ruby after. And this to me sounds like an elaborate scam to get me to the Mall of America on Black Friday with a human who you all know I can't say no to. I don't like it, but what have I done? Of course I've agreed. She's my child. I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
Of course I agreed. So I swore I would never be anywhere near a mall on Black Friday, and I am eating my words because my child has somehow gotten me into this mode of airport pickups. The two are working against me, and at some point I will be at Mall of America on Friday.
Yeah,
so.
Once you're in the vicinity, you get sucked in.
I'm getting roped in.
MOA is a madhouse on Black Friday. Did it a couple years ago. Wasn't really. I'm not going to say it was unpleasant, but it was it was a zoo.
Yeah.
If you're a Gophers fan, you might get to see the great Max Brosmer take snaps on Sunday against the Seahawks in their afternoon matchup. J.J. McCarthy currently under concussion protocol, leading many, including Kevin O'Connell, to prepare Brosmer for his first real playing time as a Viking. We turn to our NFL expert, Jordana Green. Is Max Brosmer the answer to the Vikings' woes this season?
You know, I thought you might ask about this. While he is irrelevant, by the way, to this season, Brosner's name is highly relevant to the Vikings' long-term strategy for 2026 and beyond. I mean, the real question is Max Brosmer the long-term answer to the Vikings' quarterback dilemma? And as a talented collegiate player, he's certainly on the radar as a potential draft pick who could compete for the starting spot in the future. The Vikings will be thoroughly scouting prospects like him to determine if he has the NFL-level mechanisms, arm strength, decision-making, and leadership to transition from college successfully to professional stability. He may be the answer to the team's future stability. But for this season, of course, the Vikings have to look at the clipboard, not the college ranks.
Well said. Well said.
So glad you asked. Yes. I mean, I've been thinking, I've been meditating about this. I've been doing some deep research about this. And I want to thank Google Gemini for helping me out.
You have U of M ties. It's a passion project of yours. Yes.
Mm-hmm, that's right. My son. Mm-hmm.
We'll do another Turkey Day question. If your turkey's not out of the freezer by now, you are dead in the water for Thanksgiving dinner. But
you're in trouble.
Many stores are, in fact, open today for last-minute food shopping. Cub, Whole Foods, I think maybe even Byerly's. I'm not 100% sure. You could do Holiday or Quick Trip as well. They're always open. Are you locked and loaded, Jordana, for today's festivities, or do you have, or maybe have you had the occasional run to the store in scramble mode?
Oh, definitely been run to the store in scramble mode.
Okay.
That has happened. But yesterday, because I feel bad if people have to work, especially at a food store. Mm. You know, we should have planned better, America. I mean, why do we have to make the people at Kowalski's and Byerly's and Cub even open for half the day? They should get the day off.
Yeah.
But I get it. We forget things, and I understand. We're not organized. We're not a great species. I'm among the not great of the species. I have had to make the last minute run, but this year I was well prepared. I had to go to a separate store to buy the pie crust that I like. Then I had to, I went over to the Byerly's to buy the pecans and the Karo syrup, the Karo. Someone said it was like Sparrow, the Karo syrup. So I have done that. I've already cooked them. They're wrapped up. They're in the fridge. I am set for Thanksgiving this year. Again, my only responsibility is pie. Mm. And that's it. So pie it is.
There you go. I love the level of preparation that you bring.
Yeah, I mean, it's not when you ask me to only prepare one thing, that's easy. Remember, you're talking to somebody who does almost a full Thanksgiving dinner every Friday night for Shabbat. We, you know, we bring it.
Yeah.
But I, I'm so, this is a vacation, me having to just do the pie. So I handled it yesterday. Yeah. I made sure I checked because I thought maybe the Byerly's, you know, was going to close early last night. It wasn't. And I'm sure there are some places that are open today where you could still do the dash, you know, the dash and dine.
Oh, yeah.
Because you forgot something. And you know, look, for the cooks who are preparing the whole meal, thank goodness that something's open because that could get them in a bind.
Yeah.
So when we come back, the turkeys that were pardoned, Gobble and Waddle, are the two turkeys that President Trump pardoned. But did you know that they stay in a fancy hotel before they get their pardon? I was fascinated by this interview on CNN. You'll hear more about it next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Who knew that Gobble and Waddle, the Thanksgiving turkeys, got the royal treatment before they get pardoned? By the way, it's not like the famous last meal or it's not like the last wish. It's they get this great treatment before they go on TV and get pardoned by the president. They stay in a super fancy hotel called the Willard in our nation's capital. And I saw an interview on CNN about the treatment of these turkeys. I couldn't properly articulate all of it, so I am playing for you now the interview with the hotel manager of the Willard Hotel and the treatment of Gobble and Waddle before their pardon. Here it is.
Joining me now is Yap Bolens. He's the manager at the Willard Hotel. It's great to have you with us. So Gobble and Waddle, staying with you at the Willard. Did you have any interactions with them? How were they as guests?
Yeah, they were pretty good guests. And thanks for having me. They arrived on Sunday just in the afternoon. Red carpet welcome. We do this every year. Mm-hmm. And they checked in. They stayed within one of our newly restored rooms and had a great stay. It's a beautiful tradition that we kicked off for the holiday season.
They look pretty happy there.
Yeah, I think
around,
so too.
checking out the digs, as it were. How did this become a tradition? Because it is a tradition, right, that your five-star hotel hosts these turkeys.
Yeah, I think our proximity, of course, helps. I think the Willard has long had been a residence of presidents. So for us to host them made total sense. I think, having done this now, I think 13 years in a row, and there might be some before that too, but Being part of this tradition is a beautiful thing. And yeah, and every time it's a different farm as well. Mm-hmm. So this time it's out of North Carolina. And yeah, it's great to see have them come through. They never really cause an issue. There's never really any noise complaint or anything like that. So it's great to have them.
No noise complaints. Do they tip housekeeping? Because I would imagine there's maybe a little cleanup when they leave.
A little bit of cleanup, but you know, together with the NTF, the National Turkey Federation, you know, we do a good job in making it look like they were never here. So.
Is it? Are they always in the same room? And I ask that because if people wanted to stay, for example, in the turkey pardon room or suite, is that something they could do?
You know what? That's a great question. And we've had those requests, but it's not always the same room. But it's something to look into. But yeah, these two, as you can see here, it's a double queen room. Mm-hmm. And it's connecting, so its handler is staying next door just to keep an eye out for them as well.
I mean, you got to be careful. Two turkeys.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen because we've all heard the stories, have we not? But you know, they're not always known as being the friendliest of birds.
That's true.
What was your experience?
You know, these two, particularly, and every year it seems like they've been trained for this. So from what I heard, they actually train them with music. So as they grow up, they've been surrounded with different types of music, humans, and just, you know, actually really behaving very well. So once mm-hmm. you see them here on the red carpet, they never really venture out. They never really attack. They make some, you know, the gobbling sound. But other than that, they're great to have.
I'm going to put you on the the hot seat a little bit for this one. So apologies, but you mentioned they're sort of trained with music. I mean, is there, and I actually mean this very seriously, is there a playlist that they come with? I mean, is this in their rider? How does that work?
You know, that's great. So we don't play that music, but I know that at the farms, anything from rock music to classical music, I know have been played. So I'm not sure which band favors which turkey, but it depends maybe on the farm that where they come from.
Fair point. What is it about this tradition that you and the hotel really love? Why is it so important to be a part of this and to keep it going?
No, I mean, for me, it's special, but I think also for the staff and the whole hotel, how much engagement goes into this, how many people are actually participating, and together with the National Turkey Federation, making this a great success. It's really something special. I know everyone who works at the hotel is really looking forward to welcome them. I mean, of course, it comes with a lot of media, it comes with a lot of attention, and also a lot of children love seeing this. So, yeah. You know, having them come to the hotel is really special and an honor for us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This is sort of a delicate question, but I feel like I have to ask.
Yeah.
Getting so close to, you know, this year Gobble and Waddle and other turkeys in the past, now we know they've been pardoned, but has it influenced in any way your personal Thanksgiving menu? Bottom line, do you still eat turkey?
Oh, I still eat turkey. Okay. You know, maybe I shouldn't say that enthusiastically, but you know, at the hotel, you know, we prepare.
It was pretty enthusiastic.
But at every year we prepare for a great buffet on Thanksgiving Day, and it's it's something special. I mean, I know these farms put so much time and effort in it to be the best farm they can be. In this time as well. So, but I know it's a beautiful tradition. It goes way back. I think the first official turkey pardoning was in 1947, I believe. So that's President Truman. So that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, it's great to see the tradition continue. Yap, really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Of course, they don't misbehave. They have their own playlist. They have a queen suite. They have people bringing them meals. I would never leave either.
No.
Of course, they don't misbehave. Nobody bothers them.
Yeah.
Come on. They can't read, so they're not reading the menu, so they don't know what you're eating. But are you kidding me? I feel like I want to be a turkey that gets pardoned on Thanksgiving. That is a great gig.
That was
I haven't
pretty good.
Been to.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
good.
Right? Don't you think? They have no idea. Turkeys are famously stupid, right? They have no idea what's going on. So these turkeys, which are beautiful, by the way, I mean, the turkeys that I see in my yard, they're gray, multiple colors. They're not attractive. They got the waddle, what's it called? The whatever the neck thing is.
Yeah, the gizzard.
They're pretty gross. Yeah. Gizzard, is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
And also, they're mean to each other. I see them out there all the time. They're usually picking on the smallest one, or if, God forbid, the smallest one goes to eat where they're eating, they'll peck at them and chase them away. They're not nice to each other. And also, they're not nice to my dog. She is small. She thinks she can play with them. They want nothing to do with her. So the turkeys, they're not attractive. They're not nice. But look at them getting the queen treatment at the Willard Hotel. Who knew? Next year, we're going to have an investigation into how much money it's costing taxpayers to send the turkeys to the Willard.
What is the most high-end hotel in Minneapolis you can think of that we could have a turkey featured in?
I mean, probably the Four Seasons?
Probably, yeah.
Is that the one that's downtown? Or
I mean,
right?
Yeah,
is that
is.
The new one?
Yeah. I mean,
where Mara is?
New-ish, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, yeah.
I mean, what else
Adam
is
Carter
downtown
money,
that's super
much.
Nice?
Adam Carter.
Right, right. Yeah. The Intercontinental. Do we still have one of those?
Yes.
Yeah, I just used to stay at the Hilton
before
I moved here. I don't know if that's fancy anymore. It was nice.
I mean,
it was before I had kids, so, you know, I had some money.
Best Western was fancy, so.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, Pam and Jeff used to take us to, we would stay in motels when we would drive down to Florida.
Yeah.
You know, we would stay where the door opened right to the parking lot. Yeah, you know, just for the night on our drive down to Florida to see the grandparents. But some fancy stuff going on at the Willard Hotel for the pardoned turkeys who are now off to a farm to live their best life.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.